The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Monty McNair. It goes without saying, for, in full transparency, I'm very fond of Monty. I, as a lifelong Kings fan, I care very much about the people that are in charge of this team. And I'm only using I, not like I'm any different than anyone else. I don't mean it in that way, but I don't want to speak for anyone else. I take a very vested interest. I very much like Pete D'Alessandro at first, but it was very clear that he was over his head after a while, which we've documented on the air here once upon a time. I love Vlade to pieces. And there were some extenuating circumstances for Vlade that didn't help. But I never once had a doubt in my mind that that Vlade Divac desperately wanted what was best for this team.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately. Lived, ate, breathed. But as our boss always says, don't confuse effort with results. And Vlade was the GM for one of the biggest draft misses in NBA history, which we all know about. Monty McNair has come in, and to me, he has been open, but not too open. He knows how to non-answer questions, which is good. I appreciate secrecy. I appreciate close-to-the-vest stuff. I think he's incredibly smart. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's an Ivy Leaguer, but he's incredibly smart. I think that he's a nerd in the best way. He understands all the analytics, all the numbers, all that stuff, and has employed a crew that does the same. Yet also,
go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
But also has a athletic background, mm-hmm, to where he also, as we said when he first came in, the most exciting thing may be that he speaks nerd, he speaks jock. So he can have these conversations with ownership. He can have these conversations with players. And I think the results show that since Monty McNair has come, whether it's Mike Brown, the players he's acquired, we talk about aggression. And again, I'm presenting the pro side here. Monty McNair has arguably made the most positively aggressive move in the history of this franchise when he traded his first ever draft pick, a guy that most were saying is a future all-star, perhaps Hall of Famer, and took
all... He was an all-star.
Huh?
He was an all-star.
No, right. I'm saying at the time, yes. And Tyrese Halliburton, and had the cojones to recognize that, hey, this ain't going to work in the backcourt. We got to make a move, and this is the guy we want. And all that's happened is they've been playing meaningful games in April ever since. And he, I think, also understands, as you mentioned earlier, Jason, that continuity is a huge thing. So when he says we're going to run it back, he means we're going to run it back also in the sense that we need this continuity. This is very important. This is stuff that doesn't show up on the box score, but it matters late in games and in the playoffs. Eventually, you have to go through the highs and the lows. And then on top of that, he can't force 29 other GMs to make the moves he wants to make. And I really appreciated that he made that Sabonis Halliburton move in a contract year and didn't empty the cupboard as a lot of other GMs would have done to save it. He put it all on the line and it worked. He gambled and he won. So I am very frustrated that they didn't make any significant moves last summer. I was very frustrated with the rest of you that they didn't make any significant moves at the trade deadline, Kessel Edwards, talking about the year before last. And I was very frustrated that they didn't make any significant moves at the trade deadline. And I'm not here to excuse, like, all of it. But I go into the summer and I feel like Monty McNair has earned just enough trust to know that what he said all along is still true. We have the flexibility to do things. A lot of those teams that made those moves at the deadlines, they don't have that flexibility anymore. There's going to be some distressed player out there, whether it's a star or a fantastic piece, that we now have the ability to go out and get. I'm not going to say this team's not going to be recognizable next year. That'd be irresponsible. But I still very much am confident having this team in Monty's hands. Now, ask me next summer.
Right.
Depends. But right now, I'm glad Monty McNair's in charge of the team. That's the best I can do.
Yeah. So you wanted to push back from me on that?
I'm saying I know there's holes.
Yeah.
And you may not necessarily disagree, but.
Well, I agree with a lot of it, to be honest.
Sure.
I mean, I think they're in a. Look, you. I think when you have a team, what are you trying to do? You're trying to acquire assets, be favorable contracts, have stars, have a future. Like,
yes.
There's a lot of things pointing in the positive direction.
Yes.
For the Kings. I guess. I mean, look, I'm a Monty proponent. I think they've got a good thing. I think they've got a good front office. I think they're in good position. I really do. And his grading to me is kind of a fluid situation because I think it really is an off-season thing. And then you get your another shot as a trade at any point or, mid-season trade deadline kind of stuff. But after that, you kind of have to keep evaluating, watching the next talent, watching the season, who you can add to your team. So. The constant grading is this is going to hinge on Malik, whether or not he comes back. I guess the pushback I would have is, if any, and I'm just doing this to push back, your opportunity to change the team a bit would have been to not sign Harrison Barnes.
Yes.
So now you almost are forced to do something.
Yes.
Now you don't do something just to do something, which he'll say and others say, and I agree with that. But that would have, like Herter was coming back, Fox, like all that was coming back. You had a decision on Trey Lyles. I think that was a good decision.
I
he's
agree.
Not costing you that much.
I
he's going to stay around. Your other offseason moves, too, were to elect to bring in JaVale McGee, Sasha Vezenkov, draft Colby Jones, move Rashawn Holmes. I mean, so I think the moves that they did make didn't have the impact that maybe they had hoped.
Sure.
But I also think, now I'm backing to favor him in this sense, if the complete group that was here a year ago played as well as they did before, maybe the complementary pieces slide in a little bit better. Like if Barnes had the year he had before, the year before, and so did Herter,
yeah,
you don't need Sasha to be as good, or you don't need Colby Jones. I mean, the people that JaVale McGee and stuff, it's like, man, that starting five was good again, won 40-plus, maybe 50 games in this case. Monk was the sixth man of the year, a candidate. It's like they kind of already have the really good thing, and these other pieces, maybe they'll have an impact later. But then when those injuries happen, now you kind of slide people up. You're like, man, it would have been great if Sasha was good. He wasn't that good this year. Man, it would be great if Colby Jones was ready to go and have a huge impact. Now, on the positive, here's Keon Ellis coming out of nowhere.
Right.
And that's player development. That's finding a guy. That's you want more of those kind of wins. So he's had enough of the wins, I think, to cover what some would say, and maybe not for everybody, would say is inactivity at the deadline. But you've said this and it's like what was offered.
Right.
Like I personally would rather stay out of it if it's a bad deal. And you'll never know what a bad deal is, but I'm going to trust them that they thought they didn't get what they want. They didn't hear what they wanted to hear. You don't just do it like, hey, yeah, we talked to them, but we weren't going to do that deal.
I think his draft record also is
it's good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Davion Mitchell was his first. Or wait, was it? Second.
Halliburton Mitchell.
Halliburton Mitchell. Duh. I just said Halliburton was his first. Halliburton's obviously a slam dunk. Home run, especially where they got him. You could blame other teams for missing. Whatever. I don't think Dallas worries about everyone else missing for Luka Doncic. It is what it is. Davion, I would give the pick probably a low C right now. He's a rotational player. You look at, you know, obviously you look at the Shangoons of the world that got picked behind him. It's tough to give that a great grade. Conventional wisdom says that they really wanted Franz Wagner, who was taking a pick before. Nothing you can do about that. Keegan Murray was a high draft pick. I don't think anybody's regretting that pick right now. And then last year's pick was really kind of a, if you want to put the purple glasses on a little bit, You traded your mid-20s pick. They didn't like anyone, and they used it to extend Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with his draft record so far. And then, again, add in the Keon Ellis's, add in the periphery, the Trey Lyles signing.
And we should also point out, yeah. I would even say that this isn't revision. You know, people need to go back to draft night. I don't know that even on draft night his picks were wildly popular.
They weren't.
So you have to be strong enough to believe what you did then let it play out. And then now people go, man, he's drafted pretty well. Like, Keegan was not popular when it was taken.
No, Keegan was incredibly – the bulk of Sacramento Kings fans, poll after poll after poll, wanted Jaden Ivey.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. Now it was,
or if one of the other three fell, which at that time was, Banchero, Holmgren, and Jabari Smith.
I would say that – on average, Keegan Murray was the fifth most wanted pick amongst Kings fans. And we did a ton of...
I remember back then, I wanted Mathurin. Whatever that's worth. I mean, I'm like, what do I know? They're going to fall away more. But I'm like, if you're asking me, I go, I like Benedict Mathurin. I think it'd be great. I love Keegan.
And absolutely. Keegan. By the way, Mathurin wouldn't have been a terrible pick either. Yeah. Halliburton was a wildly popular pick, I think, because we all thought we got some found money there. But you're right. Davion wasn't that popular, although he wasn't unpopular.
Yeah, he was from a national champion. People Baylor, maybe knew him, yeah.
In the end, I would give Monty's season, I would give it a C.
Mm-hmm.
But I would give his overall record a low A, high B.
Mm-hmm.
I would acknowledge that some of the things that happened to get him that C were maybe a little bit out of his control, the injuries. Sasha Vezenkov, it'd be very interesting, as the texter's pointing out, very interesting to see how he does next year.
Right.
Feels like there was a little bit of my first, you know, away from home, culture shock.
Why this is all fluid, right? Like, to me, you could do it by season, but, you know, if Monk is not kept, I feel differently. If Monk is kept, I feel differently. If Sasha in year two is much better, you feel differently. You know, players are constantly evaluated, so are GMs.
Brandon Nunes is going to join us at 9 today, his final appearance of the season. We'll have a little conversation with him, and we'll run some of this by him as well. Coming up next, let's talk about, should we do Keegan or should we do Domas?
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. We'll let Chris decide. We're either going to do, you know what? We'll run a YouTube poll. Run a YouTube poll, would you, Chris? Should we break down Keegan Murray or Domantas Sabonis? You have the break on YouTube to decide which way our programming goes, and we'll get into their evaluations in just 2 minutes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The only place in the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
And Cookie.
And welcome back. All right, let's see. Where are we going here? Oh, interesting. I'll let this poll slide for a... Damn it, David. I'll let the poll... I will let the voting...
I'm shamelessly pumping the poll here.
I will let the voting continue on our question on YouTube.
You're scared.
I am so, yes, exactly. It's like I have like Verlade PTSD here. Mm-hmm. I'll let that go for a couple more minutes here. Who do you want us to talk about this segment?
I pay my taxes.
Because I had something for you. I thought I had something. Oh, yes, another poll we got. The one out yonder.
I know I'm shamelessly pumping the poll here.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the question. We were talking about the whole Bronny James thing, and let's go back to all of that. The question is, Kings fans, would you trade the lottery pick, which I mean, would you draft Bronny James, basically, for 2 years of LeBron James? And obviously that would have to fit into the cap, so you're not talking about $40 million LeBron, obviously. We are now up to almost 1,300 votes. People have opinions. 57% now. I think that's up one. Say yes, they would. 43% say no, including at Clifford with three Ds and three Fs. It's not how you spell. Who says, anyone who says yes is as delusional as current Laker fans. How you doing there, delusional guy?
Me.
Fellow delusional guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Look, I know it's kind of a silly conversation. I get it. But you have an opportunity to add one of the greatest players of all time who's still putting up 25-7-7, who can play defense and has been there before. I mean, are you kidding me? With Fox Sabonis, LeBron James, Keegan Murray, and who cares? Let's go. And it follows the timeline, too.
Sure.
Follows the timeline perfectly. Anyway. Looks like Keegan Murray is the runaway winner, Jason.
Okay.
Almost 7 out of 10 say they want us to grade.
Yeah, that sounds good, guys.
Yeah, let's talk about Keegan Murray. Well, the thing about talking about Keegan Murray is... Do we not have any sound on Keegan Murray?
Well, we can give our opinion.
Yeah, went to Keegan not do an exit interview? Was he the one?
I didn't have much to say.
It was fine. It was great. Okay, we don't need it because we have plenty of stuff on Keegan Murray, including his numbers from the year, Jason. Keegan,
yeah.
We talked about this a little bit. Keegan had a drop-off in some numbers. Predominantly his efficiency. But overall, there were increases there. There were increases in points per game. There were increases in boards per game. He developed this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the easiest way to say it.
He also had a game that I will say I did not think he was capable of. When he scored 47.
Yeah.
Set a franchise record for made threes. I mean, had one of those days where you go, oh, anybody can get hot. And I'm thinking a hot game for Keegan is, I don't know, low to mid-30s?
Yep.
47?
Yeah.
More than anybody on this roster has ever done. Like, I did not see that coming, and that was great to see. I know last year when he played, was it the first California Classic? And maybe the only one, like, they basically said, you can't shoot enough. Like, be aggressive, be aggressive, be aggressive. I think he's done better, but I still want more.
Yes.
And I think they want more. He gets in trouble, if anything, for not shooting open looks. So again, there is no red light really on this team. Coach Brown, everybody wants him to be aggressive. So I think if he can continue to work on that, he certainly got better defensively. That is very noticeable. I'm not as worried about the offensive drop-off or the efficiency or maybe less productive on threes. I think that's going to continue to be a good thing. I think, to me, where I think Keegan's development needs to come, he needs to be, he's not a free throw merchant, probably never will be.
Yeah.
But he might go games without getting to the line. He needs to be a guy that puts the ball on the floor, gets a few fouls. He's a good free throw shooter. I don't know. Can he get 4 free throw attempts a game? Nothing crazy, but that means some nights he has 10. Some nights he doesn't get to the line. I think he's a good rebounder, good defender. 3-point shot is pretty good and needs to keep developing. But, yeah, the aggressive offense needs to be there. And I think the healthiest this team could be, Dave, would be De'Aaron Fox leading the team in scoring with Keegan a clear number 2.
Yes,
and I agree. Sabonis.
I agree.
That's the layout to me, and it wasn't quite there this year.
That's the best this team could look. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's look at this. I think it's really interesting what you said about the free throws, because I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't even know what the numbers
are. No, I didn't know them by heart either. Here's what surprised me a little bit. Last year, it's important to remember, Keegan Murray played in 3 more games, 80-77 last year. His minutes per game, though, are up almost 4 full minutes per game. So he probably played more total minutes this year, I would imagine, but played in less games. His usage was up a good 4 or 5%, which means it wasn't just Keegan with the ball in the corner when he was the fifth option. I mean, they were running more of the offense around him. When it comes to free throws, last year he was 62 of 81 for 76.5%. This year he almost doubled, 103 out of 124 for 83.1% on the team, on a team that shot dead last in the NBA in free throws. He shot 83.1%. That's pretty awesome. He only had 4 more turnovers this year than last year, which is interesting considering. His points per game went up a full 3 points. He went up a half assist, 3/10 of a block, went up a full rebound a game. Again, his free throw percentage improved by 7%. His field goal percentage went up by a 10th. It's effectively the same. The only significant drop-off, if you want to call it that, is he shot 6% less from beyond the arc, and he made 23 less 3-pointers.
Okay.
So really, honestly, it was just and I think it's fair to say, too, and something that we, you know, that's a little bit tougher to throw numbers in, Jason, his biggest leap of all might have been defense.
Yes, for sure.
He became no doubt about that. True blue defensive plus defender.
Well, yeah, and he guarded multiple positions. Yes. That's the key, too, is the versatility of – some nights he was running around guarding Steph Curry. Then he's guarding Kevin Durant. Like that range is pretty ridiculous. And that's when you know it's not, hey, he's just the best the Kings can put out there defensively on the perimeter. No, he's that important to what they do to guard multiple positions. And I could see that continue to be his kind of calling card for this team.
Now I'm going to give you a scenario here that I want to bring you into. I was just going over and comparing the seasons, right? Forget I just said that. What if I told you that last year Keegan Murray averaged 17.5 points per game? This year he averaged 13 points per game. What if I told you that his total rebounds were down 7/10? What if I told you that his field goal percentage had dropped almost 5.5 points and his 3-point percentage dropped a full 10%? Would we say he regressed?
Yeah.
I agree. Now, obviously, that's not what happened, but what I did just read you are his home and away splits, and I think it's a subject we have to visit.
Wow.
His home and away splits.
I didn't know it was that drastic.
I didn't either till I got into it before the Pelicans game last week, and it was, we need home Keegan to show up in New Orleans. And by the way, narrator, it didn't.
Right.
Jason, he scores a full 4.5 points less per game on the road. His rebounds are down. His assists are flat. His free throws are flat across the board. Although I'll say this, he attempts a full 1.4 less free throws per game on the road than he does at home. But his 3-point shooting down 10%. His field goal percentage overall, 43% on the road, 30% from beyond the arc.
And again, that's a season's worth, not 5 games.
No, exactly. It is an absolute difference. enough to where you say, okay, that's not a coincidence.
What's going on?
What's going on there? Is he affected by the crowd? Does he just like the rims?
Does he miss the Murray chant?
Is that what it is? Exactly. Do we need to send fans on the road to do it? I don't know, but there's something there. And the most likely solution or the most likely thing is he just likes to play at home. Mm-hmm. And he's used to the rims, and he's only in his second year. That's the type of stuff that goes away. But I think my biggest knock on Keegan Murray this year would be his home and away stats. That's very, very noticeable. But Jason, I'm completely fine with Keegan's year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to his third year.
There was growth. Yeah. And the good thing is, I think we're asking for another jump because he's capable of it.
That's 100%.
Where we go, you know, can they get more out of it? Like, you're not, this isn't a stretch to think that Keegan could be the second leading scorer next year. And nights where he, like, you know, a Warrior game, the play-in game that they advanced. I mean, he had 32 and was incredible. A huge reason why they won. He can do that more.
Yes.
He can. He's more than capable.
Would you say you want to see him make another jump? So you want to see his double jump? His second jump? Well, speaking of growth, the NFL draft happened last night. A lot of teams looking to grow their talent level. We'll get to the round one recap, including the Niners and Raiders and the fastest player taken in the draft. You'll never guess where he went.
Well,
a little bit of draft notes next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sacktown Sports.
Guys, it just mirrors. Smells like toilet in here.
Really?
Somebody spray Lysol or something?
No.
I'm not saying it smells like a specific offshoot.
It did kind of sound like a disinfectant in there.
Yeah, like it smells like toilet. You know how like toilet is a smell? I'm not saying it smells like anything coming from a toilet. It just smells toilety. Hmm. All right. Nice. Coming to you from Sacktown Sports Toilet Studios. It's Dave. It's Jason.
Toilet.
You're in the toilet store. Final hour and a half of the program. NFL Draft, round one, is in the books. Thrills, chills, magic, prizes.
Is this when we start our teams 1 through 32 grades?
Yes.
You're not going to like this. The Jags draft pick was asked how he felt about Tony Khan taking a pile driver from the elite.
Was he? And what did he say? He felt great?
He's just like, you could tell he had no idea what he was talking about. He's like, oh, I hope he feels better.
And I mean, again, if I'm a Jags fan, I'm super stoked that the owner's son took a pile driver, and I'm being asked that. That's a serious organization right there.
As a wrestling fan, this has been one of the greatest drafts of my life.
I'm not begrudging any of the wrestling angle at all. This is certainly not coming from an anti-wrestling or entertainment. Like I said, it's brilliant marketing for his wrestling outfit. Brilliant. No notes. Let me just...
You know, they're probably about worth the same.
What, the Jags and AEW? Uh-huh. You think so?
They were just evaluated at $2 billion.
Jesus. Let me just put it in terms so people can understand maybe a little better. Like, imagine if the Kings draft pick this year was asked, you know, like if Anjali or one of Vivek's children ran a wrestling outfit and the Kings were mired in, well, pretty much the same as now, but no playoffs, let's say. No playoffs last year either.
But the Jags made the playoffs last year.
Did they? That's how bad it was. I don't even remember. They're perennially crap.
And 2 years ago they did.
2 years ago.
2 years.
And you're dealing with this? It's not a serious organization, man. It is not a... And by the way, Trevor Lawrence, not exactly... not exactly who everyone thought he was so far. Not necessarily his fault.
Right.
Six quarterbacks went in the first 12 picks, man. Jason.
That was surprising. I knew at the very top we were going to see, obviously, Caleb Williams, Daniels, and Drake May. Those were all considered. But then what was going to happen with Bo Nix, Michael Penix?
Yes.
A little surprising that – and then McCarthy, you know, where would he go? And he went to the Vikings.
Yeah, so you've got now J.J. to J.J. On the Vikings, so that's neat. The Raiders got Brock Bowers out of Georgia. Oh, by all accounts, fantastic tight end. Best tight end of the draft. The question is, well, you already had a pretty good tight end. Mm-hmm. Is that what you needed? But they went best player available.
Yeah, I wonder if they were caught off guard thinking they were getting one of the six QBs, and surprise, surprise, they were gone.
I believe your cousin John Ross was the former fastest player in draft history. That has now been taken over by Xavier Worthy, who is now a Chief.
Yeah, via trade, he goes there. And, I mean, look, you got to do what's best for your team, but the Bills kind of helped make this happen. And so you go, you just let the champs get another significant weapon. Potentially, I'd say that. We don't know. Maybe he's not the guy, but, I mean, he was the fastest guy ever in the combine.
Look, dude, if he can get open and he can catch the ball, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. We played Steve Smith earlier talking about new 49er Ricky Pearsall. And we played a couple of seconds of C.J. Stroud. I've got an extended version here. C.J. was in, you know, the Carolina quarterback was on a round table, like studio show type.
Texan.
Did I say Carolina?
Yeah.
Why would I mix that up? Who's Carolina?
Bryce Young.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
You got the reliever warming up. C.J. Stroud, who had a wonderful year for the Houston Texans, who, by all accounts, not only is a future superstar, but also a really, really highly intelligent, good human being as well. I liked him as much for that as I did his play this year. Here he is speaking at length about Ricky Pearsall.
With the 31st pick, the Niners select. Your guy.
He just put his head in his hands.
Well, we probably wasn't going to get a receiver, but hey, shout out to Pearson.
That was the first reaction I've seen you do that. Good. And that brings up a lot of questions about Debo and Brandon Ayuk as the Niners go Ricky Pearsall from Florida. Shocking in that that's the catch of the year right there, one-handed catch. He played with Brandon Ayuk and Jaden Daniels for a season at Arizona State. He will be a 24-year-old rookie. He's kind of a slot guy. Nickname is Slick Rick. Over 2,400 yards in his career. Ricky Pearsall, the pick for the Niners.
How is he even on their radar? I'm happy for him, though, because he want to go in the first round and get some more money. I talked to him a couple times, man. Congrats, bro. That's big time. Bro, he's elite. You'll see.
He gets
open.
Especially
in that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle,
that's why I feel like he was going to fit in our system.
4-4-1 with a 1-4-9 10-yard split.
Bro, he's nasty, bro.
Well, if you give him a free release, he gets open.
I don't care if you press him. You put on the Missouri game, they press man a lot, bro. It's just that Tank has it, like that, just that little quick, little hezzy, like.
I literally wrote down rocker step. He has the same rocker step that Tank Dell has, where you go back, 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 and then he just shakes the guy at the top of the route. Amazing hands. I mean, the only question with him is play strength. Like, sometimes when corners get their hands on him, it can disrupt his routes. He's not that big. 6'1", 189. But that's it, man. I mean, amazing route runner, high-end deep speed, tracks the ball exceptionally well, 3.6% career drop rate. Like, if his ball is catchable, he's catching it. So for the San Francisco 49ers, this lends me to believe he's more like Ayuk than he is Deebo. Like if we think they're trading one of them, and that's obviously been the rumor, he is more to fill the Deebo, Brandon Ayuk role in that offense than he would the Deebo Samuel role. But offense, he's getting open.
Can I ask why, did you meet this guy? Like, what is it about Ricky that you're this effusive in your praise?
I don't know what it is, man. I'm not saying, I'm some guru or some receiver, GOAT, but I know routes when I see him. I know football players.
Well, you've played with, five Pro Bowl wide receivers at this
exactly. point. So, when I watched him, at first I was okay, he's good, because I seen him at Arizona State. And then his first year at Florida was okay. But this last year, bro, he put it together. Mm. And, bro, when I tell you, I don't know what, it's like Tank. You can't just put one, it's everything combined.
Obviously, C.J. Stroud.
He likes him.
He's a huge, huge fan of this guy. Now, it did hurt me a little bit. I did see the Rams. And you know me long enough to know that if anything, I tend to be a little more pessimistic, shockingly. But with room to back it up, a little more pessimistic about Florida State players. Mm-hmm. The Rams getting Jared Verse when they lose Aaron Donald, and let me be clear here, Jared Verse is not Aaron Donald. Nobody's Aaron Donald, but my God, that's some really good value. You're going to see Jared Verse doing some pretty cool things on Sundays. There are three guys on Florida State mainly, skill guys that I love. Obviously, Verse. Keon Coleman, the transfer out of Michigan State, was right there for the 49ers. I was honestly, he's going to be a fun pro.
What is he, receiver?
Wide receiver, sorry. Wide receiver. But Bill Belichick was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and I thought he said he's a phenomenal analyst. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. He breaks the whole thing down. He called the pick, and he said basically they must know something about his blocking, because if you don't block as a receiver, whether you're Deebo, whether you're McCaffrey, whether you're Ayuk, whether you're Juwan Jennings, you don't play for Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. So that might have been Keon Coleman wasn't exactly Mr. Blocker. And then Raider fan out there, I said this yesterday. If you have an opportunity to grab Jordan Travis, the quarterback, I'm going to change my complete and total mind about your draft. Someone's going to grab Jordan Travis, who jacked his ankle last year, completely derailed Florida State's undefeated season. He was a Heisman Trophy candidate for a reason, and he's available on day two. I'm very interested to see who grabs with six quarterbacks already gone. I will tell you right now, Jordan Travis is going to be better than at least a couple of those six quarterbacks. That I am absolutely confident in. I am looking forward to day two, including maybe some fireworks from the 49ers with their wide receiver core.
Sure, something to watch.
We'll take a break. Who's hot, who's not, we'll go streaking. Can Carmichael Dave continue his streak and approach a season high? We'll find out right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Real question. Who do you think will have more actual, not paid, actual attendance this year? The Oakland Athletics or the NFL draft? I'll give you a
All the days of the NFL draft?
That's correct. The Oakland Athletics last year, paid attendance was 832,000 people. That was an average of 10,276 per game. This year, 81,000, that's an average of 6,244 paid per year. If you go 6,244 times 81, that extrapolates to 505,000 paid. Now, you said estimates were 200,000 to 300,000 yesterday.
For day one, yeah.
For day one.
I think the A's will.
Controversial opinion. Interesting.
I think there's going to be some game. Now, look, there's going to be some games it's already been this case, but I still think there's going to be some times this year too, especially the last homestand. I wouldn't be surprised if it's pretty crowded.
Yeah, that's true. There will be some,
like a sign off to for some A's fans that spent many great years there and many great memories.
By the way, speaking of, I want to thank my new friends over at Last Dive Bar. I'll bring you one in too, Chris. They sent me out a box of wristbands that I'll be wearing. They had them made in King's colors because they saw a couple of the Cell shirts out there. So they had Last Dive Bar wristbands made in King's colors. I got a couple of different ones. They sent me a few of the colorways, if you will. So we'll bring those in just a way of supporting another fan movement group. All right, who is hot?
The Denver Nuggets.
What?
With the 112-105 win over the Lakers, the Nuggets have beat the Lakers for the 11th time in a row, going all the way back to last season's Western Conference Championship.
Dang, I thought we owned them. you know what else is hot about the Denver Nuggets, Jason Ross and Chris Furlan? Their strategy. Here's the soft-spoken, rarely says anything Nikola Jokic last night. And I want everybody to listen to this clip of him. See if maybe you can squint and tilt your head and apply that to a certain home team you like.
First was me and Gary Harris, then me and Jamal, then, we had the group, and Jameer Nelson was here, Wilson Chandler, and those guys, you need to learn how to play, and then when you get the core, then we add Mike, then we add AG, and then we add Casey. You're just adding players that know how to play and know where to be, you know, and then you need to experience like two, three years together, just to learn how to play with each other. Then you're gonna learn your teammates, where you're gonna kind of read his steps, how he's gonna go. If you go left hand, if you go right hand, you know, it's everything. Seems like, I mean, I think I know like what all they're gonna do in certain spots on the floor.
I will say it till I'm blue in the face, man. If you want a really good blueprint on, if Monty McNair had a book in his office that says how to be a GM,
how to I'd build be concerned.
A team. Right, exactly. GMing for dummies. If you had a book and you want to guess what Monty McNair's thought process is and what informs a lot of the decisions. Now, I'm not saying he's like sitting there trying to copy word for word.
Right.
This is what he's doing. This is his good thought template. Process. Nikola Jokic said it. You need 2 to 3 years just to learn how to play with each other. You before you know, then figure it out.
Right.
And you know, he'd mentioned Jameer Nelson and some of the other players. They, you know,
yeah, they were part of this whole beginning part of the right. journey.
Then they added Michael Porter Jr. Then they added Aaron Gordon. Then they added Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, yeah. and Bruce Brown. Anyways,
Ed Millsap, Gary Harris, yep. years you know, yes. years ago.
That's exactly right. All right, who's not?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh boy.
24 minutes in the Lakers' loss last night. He was 0-7 from the field, 0-6 from the three-point line.
They were booing him, booing the team, too.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And the rumor is that he's going to be opting out of his contract this season.
Oh, well, great time.
Not interested.
Hey, you know who else is not hot, Chris? The Huddersfield Town Players. Their manager today went on. He's German. You can tell by the accent. And he was not happy with their performance.
Is that the worst thing for you, the fact that players stopped running? They stopped trying.
I don't know, but it looked like, yeah, when you watch the video, you saw the goal or not. What do you think about the goal? It's, we conceded.
No, I mean, no, the question is, but is that the most annoying, frustrating part for you is when you see the players stopping?
But you haven't you seen the goals?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about the goals?
Yeah,
tell me. Come on, tell me. You, well, oh, you haven't seen the goals.
I've seen the goals.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me.
Hello?
Tell him.
What is the right answer for you?
The players could have been better.
Okay. You're right.
I love this guy, dude. He does not take any crap at all. He's like, yeah, they weren't running.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Love him. Jokic, Gordon, Murray, Michael Porter Jr. The first time since 1966 that four teammates each had 20 points or more, 5 or more rebounds versus the Lakers in L.A. Now, that sniffs a little bit like on a Wednesday.
Right.
But that's still, when you look
still
at
checks out.
24 and 15 for Jokic, 29 and 15 for Gordon, 22 and 5 for Murray, 20 and 10 for Michael Porter Jr. Voof. We'll go a little further. Nikola Jokic and Aaron Gordon each had last night 20 or more points, 15 or more boards on 65% or higher field goal percentage shootings. That, across nearly 4,000 playoff games played in the last 60 years, they're the first teammates to reach those marks in the same postseason game. You know who didn't do that? Jordan and Pippen. Jordan and Pippen didn't do it.
Anyway, couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. They weren't good enough. All right, let's go streaking, shall we? Why not? Let's
go. It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
All right, we got a little bonus for you today on Let's Go Streaking.
Oh.
Baseball's about a month in.
Sure is.
Baseball's about, you know, playing 162, looking at your season-long numbers. I got some numbers.
Oh. Oh.
How we're hitting right now.
Yeah. Let's go.
So Carmichael Day, before yes, or I'll have yesterday's numbers added into this.
Carmichael Dunkey. That's me.
By the way, you were on a streak of 4 games
I am.
In a row trying to get to 5.
Yes, for the second time this year.
You took Bryce Turang.
Turang.
From the Brewers.
Ah.
He got up 3 times. And he got you 1 hit.
Bryce Turang is my hero.
You're at 5. A season high 5-game hitting streak
Let's
for
go.
The season, Dave.
Yeah.
You are now 17 of 74 with 6 home runs and 10 RBI. You're batting 229.
Gotcha. Okay.
But you got a season high 5-game hitting streak right now.
I do. Yeah. I do. I believe I hold or am tied for both season high hitting streaks this year.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're going to pick dominance. Your sixth one, go for six in a moment here. I had picked a guy named Ryan Jeffers from the Minnesota Twins.
Love Ryan Jeffers.
No idea who he was. I guess he's a catcher. Sure.
Good guess.
Three plate appearances. He got a hit, and he got a home run.
Look at that. Look That's at that. Huge.
Now I'm on a season-high 3-game
yes,
game streak.
Yes, you are.
For the season, I'm 17 of 69. You were 17 of 74.
Yeah.
That was my first home run.
Oh.
I have six RBI. I'm batting .246.
Would you do me a favor? Because I really love this. And I also know that for those of you who don't know, when Jason gets in on that, like, you can tell who wrote which part of the show. Because my thing is, like, recap and audio. And Jason's thing will be like, for the 16th out of 19 times, that you know, like, you will go into it. At some point, I have a request.
Yeah.
Could we get these same type of numbers? But I'd be very curious as to how we're batting as streakings. So, like, let's say
on your streak?
Right. So, like, let's say we've had 30 days of doing this.
Uh-huh.
Like, who has the best, like, how do those averages stack up? So, like, have I gotten 14 hits on the 30 players I picked? You know what I'm saying? Like, whether they got 5 hits or 1 hit.
Gotcha.
Just how many times
we... So different than this was what I'm giving
no,
you?
No, I love this. Yeah, but this is for their total at-bats for the game, right?
No, well, like your 17 of 74 is what you've done for the entirety of the season.
We've picked 74 times already?
No, you've had 74 plate appearances.
That's right, but I'm saying I'm doing a bad job at this.
Let's talk about this during the break.
Wait, hold on. I'm saying, okay, let's talk about this during the break.
Okay.
It'll make sense, but I'm doing badly in explaining.
All right, Chris Rolad took Jarrett Duren from the Boston Red Sox.
So, like, for example, if we did 10 days of picking streaks,
yeah,
and I got 5 of those 10 days, 5 of those times my guy got a hit, yeah. I'm batting .500.
Okay.
Even though my guy probably had, my guys have a collective 40 at-bats.
I gotcha.
See what I'm saying? Yes. But just, like, how are we doing in...
How many days have you gotten a hit?
Yes.
Out of attempts.
Out of attempts.
Got it.
Anyway, sorry.
All right, so Chris took Duren from the Red Sox. He went 1 for 5.
Hey, we're all
so
stinking.
Dave's at 5.
All of us are.
I'm at 3. Chris is at 3. Chris, by the way, show leader, 16 of 53, 4 home runs, 8 RBI, batting .301.
Wow.
Also called one of Jackson Holliday's hits.
Yes.
That is true.
So here we go. New day. See if Dave can get to 6. I can get to 4. Chris get to 4.
Didn't give me Adley Rutschman.
Okay.
He is not like Rick Smits. He's not Flying Dutchman.
Got another line?
No. Okay. You try rhyming with Rutschman.
I'm going to the same team from the Baltimore Orioles, Gunnar Henderson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, who are they playing today? Any idea?
The Oakland Athletics.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. I'll take Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani! Which is the same syllables as Show Me the Money, right? Yeah. That's why that comes into my head all the time. When we return.
I'm glad I finally understood what you're saying.
I know. I was explaining it. I was like, why isn't this easy to... And I was just explaining. I'll take the L. We'll take a break. I'll absorb my L. And when we come back, Brandon...
I'll have the answer for you.
Will, that quickly?
Yeah.
I was... Okay. Wow. Jason Ross is a machine. We're right back after this.